From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns brings the final portion of a message entitled God's Saving Power in His Son, the third in a short series dealing with Romans chapter 8. The text is verses 3 and 4, in which the apostle explains why there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of God could reveal sin and pronounce God's judgment upon it, but it had no power to deliver men from their sin. But what was impossible for the law, Christ accomplished by his death on the cross. There on Calvary, God punished our sins in the flesh of his dear Son. God did not lower the standards of his law to save sinners, but by his death, Christ fulfilled the righteous judgment of the law. Verse 4 speaks of believers as those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Those who are truly saved will have a desire to live holy lives, for justification produces the fruit of a sanctified life. Dr. Cairns will conclude this message shortly. Before he comes, we invite your attention to this brief devotional thought from Morning and Evening, a collection from the pen of Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
This morning's text is found in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. Grieve not the Holy Spirit. All that the believer has must come from Christ, but it comes solely through the channel of the Spirit of all grace. Moreover, as all blessings thus flow to you through the Holy Spirit, so also no good thing can come out of you in holy thought, devout worship, or gracious act, apart from the sanctifying operation of the same Spirit. Even if the good seed be sown in you, yet it lies dormant, except he worketh in you to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Do you desire to speak for Jesus? How can you unless the Holy Ghost touch your tongue? Do you desire to pray? Alas, what dull work it is, unless the Spirit maketh intercession for you. Do you desire to subdue sin? Would you be holy? Would you imitate your Master? Do you desire to rise to superlative heights of spirituality? Are you wanting to be made like the angels of God, full of zeal and ardor for the Master's cause? You cannot without the Spirit. Without me ye can do nothing. O branch of the vine, thou canst have no fruit without the sap. O child of God, thou hast no life within thee apart from the life which God gives thee through his Spirit. Then let us not grieve him or provoke him to anger by our sin. Let us not quench him in one of his faintest motions in our soul. Let us foster every suggestion and be ready to obey every prompting. If the Holy Spirit be indeed so mighty, let us attempt nothing without him. Let us begin no project, carry on no enterprise, and conclude no transaction without imploring his blessing. Let us do him the due homage of feeling our entire weakness apart from him, and then, depending on him alone, having this for our prayer. Open thou my heart and my whole being to thine incoming, and uphold me with thy free Spirit, when I shall have received that Spirit in my inward parts.
I may love what thou dost love.
From time to time, here on Let the Bible Speak, we've called attention to Q&A with Alan Cairns. These are video clips of Dr. Cairns giving biblical answers to a variety of questions. These include such issues as, what is the gospel? Why did Christ have to be virgin-born? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? What's wrong with same-sex marriage? In all, Dr. Cairns responds to over 50 such concerns. All of these video clips have been available on the LTBS radio website, but we are now making available a DVD containing all of these video portions, about 5 hours of guidance from God's Word for problems which face the 21st century Christian. You may have a copy of it free of charge simply by requesting it. You may email ltbs at freepres.org, that's ltbs at freepres.org, or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Here's an excellent way to provide scriptural answers to family and friends regarding the challenging questions facing believers in this day. Ask for the DVD Q&A with Alan Cairns.
If there's one sin of mine that Jesus Christ did not personally bear in his own body on the tree, then I'll be damned eternally. Thank God, there's no condemnation. As I pointed out, it's a very strong negative. There's no condemnation of any description or any kind. There's no condemnation to any extent or for any time. Them that are in Christ Jesus, because the righteous judgment of the law has been fully executed upon us and our sin in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the way, this is taking me where the text doesn't go, so I can't really go there. Cardinal rule of preaching, stick to the text. But I'm going to take it on a logical extension. Can you now see the importance of the resurrection of the Savior? How do I know He did all this? How do I know He succeeded in doing all that? Romans 4:25, He was delivered, that's the cross. He was delivered for, the word means because of, on account of. He was delivered to the cross on account of our offenses. He was raised again on account of our justification. Jesus paid it all. He accomplished it all. No failure in the work of Christ. Let those words resound in your heart. Let's take the confidence from them. How can I ever be sure that I'm saved unless I'm sure that Christ did exactly what He said He would do, exactly what the Bible says He did? Let's understand what He did and the perfection with which He accomplished it. And you've got the ground of your security and assurance. There's one thing I have to say in closing. My time is gone. But this is worth noting. The fifth great truth that I state is this, that God gives the evidence of the reality of this justification in His people. Because they walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You see, the claim or the right of God's law is not only that its penalty should be paid in full, but that its moral perfection should be observed. And in Christ, God has provided for both. So that when He justifies a man, that's not where He stops. Justification never arrives alone. Justifying faith can never be alone. It is a great root that produces instant and ever-increasing fruit. The great Princeton theologian Charles Hodge was very blunt about this, and nobody was clearer on the fact that justification is by grace alone, through faith alone, and the merits of Christ alone. And yet Hodge, in the middle of all that, says the benefits of Christ's death are experienced only by those who walk not after the flesh. The gospel is not antinomian. Make a decision and live whatever way you like. That's not the gospel. The man who's ruled by flesh is ruled by the devil and ruled by sin. So Hodge again says, the benefits of the death of Christ are experienced only by those who walk not after the flesh. The gospel is not antinomian. Those only are justified who are also sanctified. You're not justified because you're not walking after the flesh. You're not walking after the flesh because you're justified. You don't get into union with Christ. You don't get into salvation because of how you walk. You walk because you're in Christ. Why does an apple tree bear apples? Because it's an apple tree. Does it bear apples and then become an apple tree? No, it doesn't. It's an apple tree first. And how do I know it's an apple tree? Because it bears apples. What's the evidence? It's in the fruit. And when God justifies us in this glorious way, He gives us the evidence of that justification. Great Church of England bishop put it this way. talking about having justified as God proceeds to create in us, and I quote his words, a true, living, working consent to the principles of the law. The consent of full conviction and of a heart whose affections are one to God. How? What's the evidence that God has done a work? I would to God we could say it's because we're sinless. But we're still in the body. And the redemption of the body awaits a future time. But why we're not sinless? Let me tell you, there's a radical change in a Christian. There's something in him that hates his own sin. What used to love that sin now hates it. There's in him a consent to the holiness of God's law. In every Christian, there is a full-hearted conviction. There's a heart affection to God and his law. I've often put it this way. Give a Christian his heart. Let him live the way he wants to live. Ask a Christian, a true Christian, how would you really like to live? What freedom would you really like to experience? And every true Christian will say, I'd love to live in absolute conformity to Jesus Christ, in absolute obedience to the will of God, in sinless fulfillment of the law of God. It's the hypocrite who covers his sin with a profession of grace and faith, who will say, I profess faith in Christ, but oh, I wish I were free to go out into the world. I wish I were free to get into all the things of this filthy world. If I could do it without any divine reprimand, if I could walk that broad way without going to hell, that's the way I want to go. Man, that's the heart of a hypocrite. That's the heart of an ungodly, unconverted, unsaved man. But the heart of a believer is that having just been justified, he has been sanctified so that there is in him, in the depths of his being, a holy, working consent to the law of God and a full conviction and heart desire of affection toward God and his holy law. That's how God works. Justification never comes alone. God has established an infallible link between justification and glorification. No justified person will ever be damned. Romans chapter 8, 29 and 30. Whom he did foreknow, notice how he starts in eternity. Whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. Whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. There's this link between justification and glorification. But what is glorification? Glorification is perfect, sinless conformity to the image of his dear Son. And the work of confirmation does not wait the resurrection. It starts as soon as God justifies us. Now that work of being conformed to Christ is not yet complete, not yet perfect.
But it's acknowledged and it's desired. Put it this way, believers are not what they're going to be. But thank God we're not what we used to be. You could put up that sign that you sometimes see in a business premise, you can put that up over the life of every Christian under new management. Oh, they're still the old premises. Your body's ugly, it's still going to be ugly. Well, maybe not. Maybe not. When I say that, my mind goes back to when I was just a young fella. The young lady in our church wasn't in my age group for me to be interested in. As I said this morning, at that time, I was more scared of them than anything else. But when I look back, in fact, when I thought then, she was not blessed with great physical beauty. But I have to say, she was one of the most beautiful girls I have ever seen or ever known. There was a glow. But something that came from the inside. And when you looked in her face, you saw something more beautiful than any physical beauty. So perhaps it's not quite true to say if your body's ugly, it's ugly still. But you get my meaning. We're in the old premises. With all the corruption the body is still capable of. But yet we walk not after the flesh, but after, that is under the leading and the control. Does he not go on to say, and we'll get to this in due course, as many of us as are the sons of God, we're led by the Spirit of God. He turns it the other way round, but I'm saying it this way for clarity for us tonight. If you're the sons of God, you'll be led by the Spirit of God. Walking after the Spirit. According to the Spirit. But I like the idea of after. And the idea here, in my mind, is I'm walking after the Spirit. He's leading, and I'm following. It's the mark. The inward mark of a Christian. And that's the proof that they're in Christ. And in Christ, there's no condemnation. I trust tonight that you've seen something that I have prayed and labored that you would see. God has done a great work for his people. That's the message of this text. What the law couldn't do, God has done. The law couldn't, and do you see this? The law couldn't save us, but it couldn't turn us loose. The law couldn't save us, but it couldn't let go of us. Couldn't save us. It had to damn us. That's the law. But God has saved us. And he satisfied the law. And this is the part that thrills my heart. So that now even that law, which if I could use the terminology, was baying for our blood. That law has to cry, my righteous judgment and sentence has been fully satisfied. And I look at all those people in Christ and I say, there is therefore now no condemnation. What a God. What a Savior. What a justification. I trust tonight that this is more than doctrine, more than words. I can give you words, but oh, may God the Holy Spirit take us beyond words and get us into a place where, as Dr. Barrett prayed at the opening of this meeting, we would be overwhelmed. Absolutely overwhelmed with our God and with his lovely Son, our incarnate Savior. Here is the saving power of God in his incarnate Son.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we let the Bible speak.